It is Monday morning, and of course, positivity we have on Monday morning. It's the man, the myth, the legend. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He just don't know it.
Yeah, maybe one day. Speaking of, I'd love to go to Cooperstown. You know, that's on my bucket list, and I've never been. I would love to, McCurley.
I ain't flying.
So, I love a good road trip.
Me too.
We can make a couple stops along the way. I've been to Fenway. I've done a lot of the baseball world type of stuff. Two things on my bucket list that I've got to check off is Cooperstown and Omaha. I want to go to Omaha during the College World Series.
Let's go late spring to where we can go to the Boston Garden and I can watch the Celtics.
Yeah.
And then we can go to Cooperstown.
That would be something there.
Yeah, I want to go watch them. But, hey, you speaking of Cooperstown.
Yeah.
What about Canton, Ohio?
Yeah. Little football action for you.
Could be. And I'm not going to throw accolades on somebody that ain't got there yet, but we got a local product that is actually doing very well for himself.
He is. Former student of mine and the all-time touchdown receptions leader at University of North Alabama, Mr. Takari T.K. Kennebrew. He, last week, McCurley, went to Texas and played in the Dream Bowl. Dream Bowl is a senior bowl, kind of like what they have in Mobile, very similar to seniors that are looking to up their draft status. Not only did TK get the invite, but my man shows up.
And shows out.
Gets the MVP and scores three touchdowns in the Dream Bowl. So Takari Kennebrew is just making all of us so, so proud. And like you mentioned, the league might be calling his name, Muck.
I really feel as though how many draft rounds there are, kind of like with baseball. He's not going to be a first-round pick, I don't think. But when you look at his size, he's 6'3", probably well over 225, 30 pounds. Runs like a freaking deer. But here's the thing with me, and I watched this last year, and some this year too. He's strong as a bull.
He's strong and he's physical. You know, most of the time you don't get that out of a receiver. You remember Hines Ward?
He
comes to mind. Hines Ward was very physical. TK's that way.
I'll tell you somebody else that's just a couple of inches taller than TK, but and it reminds me a lot of him now. I'm not going to compare him, but T.O. Terrell Owens was that way. He was 6'5", but was physical and could
not
run.
Not a big guy coming out of college, you know. He went to a smaller school.
He didn't even get recruited much out of high school.
I wouldn't be shocked if they called him, and if not, he just gets picked up by a team because, like you said, he's got so much upside. Who wouldn't want to sit back and say, man, he could be on the practice squad and make our guys better, and while he's making our guys better, he's getting better himself. So it's certainly going to be fun to watch, and we're all pulling for him.
No doubt about it. And, of course, he played several years at Childersburg. By the way, he is the all-time leading touchdown receiver at UNA.
Yes, and that's a very prestigious football school, so that is quite an honor.
Well, not only that, when they played Florida State last year, he had a couple of touchdown tosses in that thing, too. I tell you, it's just it's great to see young people doing well. And I'm sure that as we get into basketball and baseball, we're going to have some more.
Yeah, I think so, too. And TK would be a good guest to come in here and speak to us.
I bet you can make that happen.
I could make it happen. I'm going to reach out to him, definitely congratulate him. But I think we can make that happen, McCurley. Just come
Absolutely.
In and let the man talk because, like you said, he is a legend.
You know, we've already had one Butch Padoris, the all-time
the AWA days, man.
I got to get back with your dad, too, and talk to him about some of this stuff that's going on with
the We have talked now. To some cool people while doing
yes,
all this. It has been very, very fun.
Absolutely. Well, TK Kennebrew, congratulations, MVP of the, what was it called?
The Dream Bowl.
The Dream Bowl. Yeah. He made a dream come true.
He's living the dream. That's what he's doing. And TK, congratulations, man. Keep going, keep working hard, and you'll get everything that you wish for.
And you know what to tell everybody.
Go dominate your week.